In today's episode, we're going to talk to you about how you can start a throne chair rental company right now. So make sure you stay tuned and learn more about it. Thank you guys for watching this today. I just want to let you know we've been enjoying all the support, everybody reaching out and stuff like that across, you know, emails and social media, a little bit on social media, but mostly on emails. If you could just check out the links down in the description, we're trying to just show you some of the stuff that we use. We have a bank called Novo that we use that's pretty well. The payroll system we use is Gusto, and all those other places right there, check them out, and the software too that we recommend the most. So check those out in the description, or if you're on, you basically listen to a podcast on your show notes when you stop driving or anything like that, and reach out to us if you need any help or anything. But other than that, we're going to get into today's topic. And today's topic is going to be our first YouTube video about the Just Get Started series. So this one's going to be interesting right here because we have overwhelmingly way too much experience in this, if I would say, the good and the bad. And
ugly.
Nice. Yeah, a lot of that too. So we're talking about throne chair rentals, buying throne chairs and renting them out on there. It can be very profitable for you. I'm not going to lie, it's been very profitable for us too. I do think there's some things that we could have done to make it more profitable or really make the chairs last up a little bit longer on certain things. But I think based on what we've been doing, we kind of had a conflict because we do so many things on there. So, Eddie, what do you think about throwing chairs?
I like them. I mean, I'm the one that fixes every single one that gets damaged or...
Fix me.
Yeah, right. From the leather all the way to the actual legs and scuffs and stuff like that. I'm the one that does all the repairs. So I know a lot about them. They're good, but the weakness that I think most throne chairs have is going to be in the legs. And one thing that I know for sure is because I just had my daughter 16, and we had a double throne chair there for her, and her aunt was on top of it just dancing. And I was just thinking in my head the whole time, I was like, I wonder how many people jumped on our throne chairs and did all sorts of crazy stuff. And then call back and say that it broke and it was the throne chair's fault, not ours.
Yeah.
So it's funny. But, it's very profitable. And they look amazing at people's events. So, you know, we have many, many, many people that message us good reviews and say, hey, the chair basically made the whole event possible just because it was like a centerpiece. Usually it's like for people's 16s or 50th birthday party. It makes the person that sits there feel like, you know, like royalty and basically the center of attention. It's an easy sell, and everybody loves them.
Yeah. I want to read some numbers off that we have right here. So we have, I think we bought about, regular gold, this one, the throne chairs, the gold OG silver throne chair, gold throne chair over there. How many would you say we have bought?
I don't know.
Let's say 10. I think it's 10 because I think you sold some too.
Yeah.
And I think we got the same price back that we bought.
Almost, yeah.
Or close to. So these things have made us, since we started tracking in our system about a year and some change ago, it made us, just in rental fees, $26,275. It's not including the delivery fees that I added or needed the damage waiver or anything like that, which is probably double this cost right here on things.
No.
But, and we rented those 10 out 221 times. So would you say that one has returned the money?
Has it? Yes.
And we rent it for $125.
I think I bought it for like $400 brand new, $450, yeah. Something like that.
Yeah.
So, you know, get good with your vendors, whatever city you're in, because they're going to be the ones to take care of you. And we have a pretty good relationship with her. Her name is Ruby, a very nice lady, and she takes good care of us.
Yeah. Wait, my Ruby? I'm joking.
No, not your Ruby. The other Ruby.
No, so I think that one's pretty good. I'm going to look up another one.
That's really good. Actually, I'm actually shocked about those numbers. I don't know why. Well, obviously because I don't do the work anymore, so I'm not out there seeing this thing move every time. But I do hear about when the thing is like, you know, kind of beat up. And I see why they're beat up. Those things have gone out 200 sometimes, you know, in rentals. And I'd say the weakest point on these chairs, because there's two styles that we've learned. But me personally, I like the taller one, the taller legs. The bad thing with that is just, like, you know, most of the weight's up high. And the legs, I don't know why, but either the customer shifting it, moving it from the location that they originally got dropped off, or our delivery drivers are, like, tired and they're just like, and they just slam these things. But the legs break on the tall one. But they're I mean, shoot, if I knew these numbers and I don't feel so bad, I'd say, okay, well, I expect it to be broken by 200-something times being rented out.
So on the silver one, which I don't know, do we even have a silver yet?
Yeah, we do have silver. I think we have two.
Two. We have two. How many silver? I feel like we've only bought two silvers.
No, it's the silver is like the one that we have the least amount, which is like literally two.
I think we've only bought two. Silver has made $14,915.
Wow, off two silver throne chairs.
128 rentals.
And those things have been, I've fixed those things so much. Yeah. I've been so, I mean, I think, to be honest with you, I think God's blessed me with the way of fixing anything. I figured out. Got wood putty, put it in there, spray painting. But, wow, that's awesome.
Yeah. And so I think, so what type of events do you think people use these for the most part?
Well, for the most part, what I've seen is, like, anniversaries. I know that I've seen them, they'll get one for their mom and their dad. They'll put them right next to each other. For sure, 100%, quinceañeras or sweet 16s. They do that a lot. Or also, I've seen birthdays, like just regular birthday parties. What about the pink one, the one you said you never wanted to buy, and you were like, looked at me crazy when I got it?
Well, I didn't look at it because you asked if you can buy it, and it was already there. And I was like, why'd you even ask for it?
I just wanted to see your opinion.
I'm saying, like, I don't know what you even asked for. You already knew you were going to get it. So it looked
nice. And people ask for it every once in a while.
So this one, we've made $24,705. It's obviously done, obviously. Okay. $2,475.
$2,475.
Plus, it's probably, remember, it's double this because of the delivery itself would probably be $100-something.
Yeah. So just, awesome. That's great.
Yeah, and
we've only bought one.
Yeah, and
this was recent this year.
And that one have only went out 15 times.
Nice.
And I think when we move into the new location, which we're going to show you guys on a tour one time, I do think we're going to be able to handle them a little better, and we're going to buy some new ones so we can run it a little better, and we're going to have some different systems to be able to transport them, which we'll bring on here and let you see too as well. I do think the only thing that I don't like about them from our situation standpoint, is that usually someone's moving chairs, tables, and then comes move the throne chair. And a throne chair, if it's not strapped down right, if something else is not strapped down, you might hit it and damage it too. But the thing is, though, based on seeing how people have them a lot of times, it makes me think, like, it's not just us, because I see our people pick them up and I see customers drag them, and then we get blamed for it sometimes. I'm not saying we don't create none of the damage for it at all. I'm pretty sure some of the damage is us, but if it is, we'll refund them and do what we have to do on our side. But I do believe a lot of customers are doing the damage, and we haven't done the best job yet on getting the money back for them. We have obviously got paid back for quite a bit of them, but not in a number I think that we both feel comfortable with. On that part, and I think we're going to work on that as we move into this new location and being able to handle it. Like, really, material handling is going to be a huge thing. Yeah. And if you're in this industry right now, this is all material handling. Like, if you come in there, I even recommend, like, if you look at them and look at the average door size, if you can try to get to this position where people have to lift both of them up and they have to carry it in there, and they have to put it on some type of rolly dolly or something like that, it would always make it better so you don't have any issues. One thing that I want to look into doing that Eddie talked about at the beginning is putting plastic over it. Remember you talked about that? On putting plastic over the seat? You said it one time.
Oh, yeah. So basically cut out a plastic, like, I know what you're talking about. Yeah, I was thinking about, like, the old school, what you call it? Like, the
sofas.
Old school, sofas. And they're like, hey, Grandma, don't take that plastic off.
Don't sleep there. And like, hey, I'm sliding.
Yeah, I think, and then Ruby was telling us, too, that some people, what they do is they just get a piece of plastic, but not the you know, pretty thick one. And then they would make a form of the actual seat and then cut it out and then tell people that they need to put that down before they sit down, because with the whites, blue jeans bleed very easily on there. Anything red, so anything, you know, just if you're worried about, you know, having to fix these things or or whatnot, then yeah, you would probably want to invest in that. But if you're the type that can just get in there and fix it, the Rust-Oleum does sell a spray that will basically paint over that. It's for vinyl as well. You just give me a message us and we'll give you a little bit more information on that. Yeah. And then like with rips and stuff like that, it's the same thing. I use super glue, or sometimes like the tent top, we bought like rolls of it with the glue. Depending how big the hole is, I'll go underneath and then I'll just build layers and layers until it looks almost natural.
Yeah. And then I use like these little sand things
sometimes. Yeah, sandpaper. Yeah, I get creative, but yeah, I mean, we might even do a video of me fixing one.
Yeah.
Because those things are, I think now that I know how many times these things have been out, I see why they have the damage that they have.
It makes sense.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Yeah, I really like the plastic thing. I think I should probably shut that down earlier. I'm pretty sure that's like something I would have shot down.
Plastic for the seat?
Yeah, I think we should do that. I think when we go to a new place, that needs to be a winter project that we should put someone on. That sounds actually, that should be like have to. If you don't have it on there, mm-hmm. and on there, then there's not, you know, there's yeah. nothing on that front. I think too, like when we do buy these new ones on there, I really think about like my whole thing is like material handling. Like I think we can get more of these things out. Mm-hmm. I just think like if we can, because you know we can really like we don't even run ads for these. We don't run ads for a lot of things on there. I know Eddie wants to leave money on the table and stuff like that, but we don't run ads for a lot of things. And we could run stuff on there.
At least they're on our webpage. Yeah, that's the only thing.
Yeah.
Some other things, I'm like, why is it on our webpage?
Some things shouldn't be on there right now.
It's too complicated.
Until we get the system up.
Yeah, we're somehow making good money on this. Anyways, that's another argument. But, yeah.
No, but so how would you say if someone was starting out, they had like maybe $2,000, they want to buy like, four or five of them, like how would you get these rented out?
Well, that's one thing that I would say 100% what gave us the ability to buy what we bought and make the money that we made is by finding the vendor. Because I think you and me, we went to places and at first we're like, dang, these things are way out of our price budget. I think they're like $1,000
$1,200,
and we're like, well, for the majority of the, you know, people, that's what they're selling them for. And then we found this this location, and that's how we met Ruby and everything. I think they were on Marketplace. They were advertising it. And
Facebook Marketplace. One of the best places ever to be.
Yeah. And so I was like, hey, how much? And she was like, oh, it's
$425.
Yeah, $425. Yeah, $425. And I was like, wow, no really? Tax. And I was like, what's wrong with them? Let me go look at these things. And I was like, oh, shoot. They're actually better designed than the other ones. The other ones are kind of ugly, in my opinion. But they wanted $1,000 for them, so... What I would say for sure is that people need to kind of do their research. Even like jumping on a group. If they're in Texas, I can tell you where to go buy this stuff. I think they ship actually too. I know they do ship. But
so leave a comment if you want information. Yeah, send us an email.
The prices are cheaper if you go to the store. If you go to their website, they're more expensive. But yeah, for sure, you're going to want to go find vendors. We've even been approached by the actual manufacturer in Indonesia.
They're selling for like 100 and something, 200,
yeah.
What is it?
Yeah, it's like 100 some dollars for like the $400 ones. Well, not a lot of people know about the $400 ones, but the $1,000 ones.
Okay, yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, so like it just depends how much work you want to put into it. Like just like my wife, we buy a lot of our linens from her. And she gets her. She has a manufacturer in China that does all her linens.
She buys them in bulk. Off. I'm joking.
She does it. We do like net like 30 or sometimes net 120 depending on.
120.
Yeah, she's already beating me up. Like, hey, pay your damn invoice. Like, okay, but anyways, like it depends how if you want to really like get some savings, then you'd have to buy more than just $2,000 worth. I'd probably say like maybe $10,000 worth of drone shares. But then at that point, you're like pretty much drone chairs.
You'd be starting a throne chair company.
Yeah, the whole thing is just about throne chairs. But
you can make like, I mean, if you get like 10 of these, you can probably double these up. Yeah. You probably make like 5,000-6,000.
These are just like an add-on thing. And yeah. We don't have like a huge inventory. We don't have like 30 of them or anything like that. Yeah. Like, we just have like
a last set. Question on one. Yeah, though, go ahead. Real quick though, before you jump into that.
Not the arm one.
Yeah, the armchair. Oh. How much do you think that had made? We recently just had that too.
Yeah, this is really recent too. I think we have 6 of them at one time. 6 of the white ones.
I think we had less than 6.
Of the white ones? Well, I know right now we currently do because I'm the one fixing them.
But I think we had less than, so I only had like 4.
No, but we had
two sets.
You sure?
We had two sets. We had two blacks.
I know. Yeah, I remember we had two blacks. We still had the two blacks.
We had two black. You know, black don't crack.
Yeah, the white ones are beating them.
They're
up
like, hey, why y'all twerking on it? Oh, but now we know people be standing on it.
They stand on it. They take pictures and like,
with boots. Nice boots though, but boots.
Yeah, right.
So,
okay, I'm just gonna say
it says we only ever had four on the quantity.
Okay, that's fine.
Well, let's say it's six. I'll give you six.
No, that's okay. Four, because I think you're right.
Yeah. So we don't have. It's not four.
It's just the white ones we're talking about.
The white ones.
I don't know. So 8,000.
We made $9,444. We rented out 124 times.
Wow.
This is. I'm saying like, and I think if we would have got the ones without the arms.
Yeah, it would have been better.
It would have been so much better.
Yeah. So for sure, if you guys are listening, which you should be. So there's two. So me and Xavier, we were talking, and this goes back to this question: like, what would you buy if you had $2,000? So one thing that me and him have learned is that there's different customers and different price points. You know, you want to have something to kind of meet everybody's kind of need. The armchair ones with the actual arms, we purchased those, and I think they're like what, $200?
Yeah, it's like cheap, like two.
Yeah, $200, and then we rent it out for like $75. So like, yeah. For the most part, you get your money.
And they
back
usually get them in pairs too.
Yeah, they do. They get them in pairs. So, and I think the ones without the arms are even cheaper, which is what we're gonna move to because those arms break all the time. All the time. So I'm tired of fixing them.
Yeah, I think people are trying to squeeze through it who can't really.
You're probably right.
But then every time they break, they'd be like, oh, my grandma. And I'm like.
Or like, my grandma was on there, or the pregnant lady.
And then they'll send you photos for we do a thing where you get store credit if you send photos in so we can use them. And they'll send a full credit. I'm like, I don't see no grandma in this photo. Mm-hmm. I see you on the chair, too.
Never mind.
Yeah, but we'll leave that one alone right there.
Yeah.
Now, let's go to another one. This one right here, which I don't know if this one we're even going to keep. I think we got to discuss this one right here just because of the size of it, the double throne.
Ooh, my favorite.
Obviously, we're not renting out as much, but it costs more. Maybe it should cost even more. Maybe that's what it is.
The white one or the black?
White
or
gold.
The white and gold? And we had two of those, right?
Two. Oh, we really had one that you turned, a silver one into.
Turn silver to gold, baby.
Silver into gold, but yeah. But yeah, we have two.
Okay. So if that one made that much, that has to be at least 9,000.
So this one is $11,600. We rented out 56 times.
Nice.
And we're not renting any more right now.
Yeah.
Actually, we are tomorrow. But
tomorrow?
Yeah.
Are you serious? We only have one.
We only have one. It's only one going out. We only have one on here. They changed. The quantity has changed already.
I found the body of the other one in Fort Worth. And yeah. It's all destroyed.
Yeah. But that one has been pretty. I guess we only had two of those from the beginning. So what is that? Six times the amount?
Yeah.
Or yeah, because we only paid like 7,000, 700.
Just 700.
So that's like 8,900.
But on the internet, it's like 1,000. Oh,
1,500, yeah.
But we got the hookup.
Yeah. So that one right there, and I think maybe we should raise the prices on that one. That's pretty good right there, I think, on those prices. The black ones, they don't rent out as much as people love white, but I think the black ones in the long run are going to. Actually, I don't know. They might never break, but I don't know if they're going to beat the demand of the white ones.
Yeah.
On there. But, you know, hope this right here has helped you guys think about starting this right here. As Eddie said before, I will find your vendor. Get on Facebook Marketplace, Google Ads.
Let me ask
Google
you a question real quick.
What?
When you said what they should do, I would do is I would.
Oh, my bad, my bad.
You didn't even bring in the baby throne chairs. Well, anyways, there's a lot of different throne chairs.
Yeah. Let's go through the throne chairs after. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut it short.
He's already ready to run out of here.
He ain't to cut it short.
But, what I would do is I'd basically get, the armless throne chairs. I'd get probably two of those because they're so cheap. And then I would get the second one up. I mean, the next one up, which would be the regular throne chair, the single throne chair. I'd get two of those as well. And it would be white and gold. That's what we've seen is rent out the most. The silver, you know, sometimes people do it, sometimes not. But for sure, white and gold, everybody wants that. So those are the four that I would get. And if you have a little extra money, I would buy kind of like equipment to fix the stuff, you know, because it's going to come back. It's going to get scuffs and stuff like that. You just need to be able to be prepared, like the paint and stuff like that. The vinyl spray, which if y'all message me, I'll give you the information.
And get those blankets.
Oh, and moving blankets, yeah. And then preferably if you can get like a dolly or something, to help you move it around, that would be great. But what I would do is I'd build like a platform That way you can put the dolly on the platform, and then it sits on, because like you'll rip the bottom. You'll see it if you buy one. There's like a mesh in the bottom. So if you can build like a platform, that way when the dolly goes underneath it, it's actually underneath the platform, and it doesn't have to go all the way up to hit the throne chair. And that'll work out really good. And then you can take it wherever you want to do with the dolly. And then from there, you have to physically lift it up. But if you have a policy that says you only go X amount of feet and you don't go inside, then it'll be even better for you.
Yeah, it'll be a different podcast. We talk about that. So I think you went through, there's toddler throne chairs.
There's infant, toddler.
Infant, toddler, then kids, which is around the same size of like the same height as the armchair.
Yeah.
Then there's armchairs. There's a single ones. There's two different versions of. There's a lot of versions, but there's two different main heights.
Yeah.
On there, we go with the OG, and we go with the. I think is it standard height or that higher height? What is that? Would that be?
I guess the high leg or whatever.
The high leg one. We go with that one, and you want to make sure all of them are the same. That's one thing we haven't learned.
Yes. You have to buy multiple different versions, because then you get one that's short or a different design, and they're like, hey, this is not right.
And this one's broken. How's this broken? It's like, it's legs. They know the leg's short. So that's not, don't do that. And also, too, maybe it's for photos. I don't know exactly why. We try to hit them with, like, oh, that's a king, that's a queen chair. But it works sometimes, but not all the time. Then you have those, and then you have double thrones. And then you can get into benches, all this other stuff like that you can get into.
Those
and you
are
can,
cool. I actually want to get into those, like a lounge kind of
thing. Yeah. In the lounge where I've seen like people pay like $700 for lounge stuff that they put out, and just like $700 plus all the other fees. So you can look into that right there. But for marketing purposes, since we are at the end right now, I would say first thing I would do, I will go on Facebook. I'll put it on Facebook Marketplace. I think that'll be a good way. You won't get the same one, but you'll get started on it. And then you can run ads, set up a landing page, and do just throne chair, just for the keywords. And you get people that come through who just want to do throne chair rentals. Make sure you do throne chair rentals. Don't do throne chair. People are going to ask you to buy them. So only throne chair rentals on there. And just make sure, you have that in there. But other than that, it'd be pretty good. But make sure you guys check them links out. Reach out to us. If you're looking for consulting and need help with anything, we are here and we are available. But check the links out. And I want to say thank you guys so much for watching and subscribe. This is our new channel, so subscribe to us, wherever if you listen on the podcast or on YouTube, subscribe. And I want to say thank you guys so much for watching. And again, this is Xavier.
This is Eddie.
And we'll see you in the next one.
See you.